Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Live from the Edwards Food Giant Studio, it's Tap Time with Bryce Nall and Scott Parton, presented by New Province Brewing. Now, here are your Tap Time tenders of the mic, Bryce Nall and Scott Parton.
We're just sitting here shooting the breeze and drinking beer. Mike, Scott, Bryce, and a few friends. We got ales, lagers, and IPAs, so I think you better bring me a brew. It's Tap Time, we got an hour to get through. It's Tap Time, coming at you live. Tap Time, talking that jive. Tap Time, give us a call. Tap Time, it's like we're drinking with y'all.
What's up, Scott?
It's Tap Time.
It is. It is.
I'd love on location shows. They're so fun.
On location are fantastic.
Well, I mean, we're always on location at the Edwards Food Giant Studio.
But we are.
Today we're out at one of our favorite places that is celebrating their 1 year anniversary this weekend. Well, it's a long weekend. Thursday starts the weekend, sort of. I think it officially gets kicked off tomorrow, but we're at Southern Tail Brewery.
It officially kicked off right now.
It's 7:01. As soon as the song ended, now it's going. But they got tons of drink, beer specials, food. They got a band going tonight. I mean,
yeah.
They're setting up right now. I'm afraid they're going to sound check right in the middle of the time.
We got that
and,
for you.
And we're literally right in
right in
the range. So hopefully they don't sound check. But, yeah, hey. Fun time,
fun time.
Friends.
There's a lot of folks out
Brent
here.
Brent and Tracy Crowder having us here tonight.
We have had them on. I was looking through for some pictures. Now, Bryce and I came to the groundbreaking here, which seems like 20 years ago, but it does. A year and a half, maybe.
Yeah.
But we also had Tracy on.
For Little Oktoberfest.
Little Oktoberfest. Mm-hmm.
Before we knew there was even a brewery in planning.
That was like three years ago.
I mean, I knew.
They're an old school Tap Time fan.
And then they made the mistake of inviting us to their house.
We drank a lot of barley wines. I think I stole a cat that night. You had a lot of cats. I took one.
Speaking of cats, I saw Tracy's adopted a new family member tonight.
Yeah, Community Cats, our ongoing cat partner. We have a tripod joining the family. So
for those who don't know what a tripod is, that's a three-legged cat.
Three-leggers. Yeah, we have a Dolly dog, so we figured I needed a Jolene cat.
Well, this is the place to come if you love dogs. And well, nobody brings cats, let's be real, out here. But there are always dogs out here. Keep them on a leash. They got a huge backyard. They got a TV. I mean, I hope everybody listening to the show tonight has been here.
Well,
because it's been a year, and this is a great spot.
I'm saying come on out.
Come on out tonight.
We're still on air for an hour.
No, I'll let you buy me a beer.
And there's a show from 8 till probably 9,
10.
Not 10.
10.
Well, we've got this giant screen in front of us with football going. Yeah. There's a band set up. This is the place to be.
And by the way, not so much you don't know, but I do, a lot of breweries are family friendly. I brought my kiddo tonight, so we'll see if she makes an appearance on the show. She wants to, but I don't know if she wants to right now.
She didn't look too interested.
That was a bit of a shy.
I would like for the tripod to make an appearance.
This is possible.
Can we do
it?
And we have video that we can introduce the cat.
So, yeah.
But I'm looking out, and I'm seeing kids and everybody running around playing.
Yeah.
So you guys really have built truly a community place to come and hang out. Not just come grab something to eat, which I did, by the way, and the wings were great.
That's well, awesome. Almost every time I'm here on a weekend, too, I love this, there's almost always cats and dogs, adoptions, and all kinds of fun stuff happening.
Yeah.
It's a fun, not just a fun community for people to just come and hang out and have some great food and beer. it's kind of a place to come on the weekend, and, and especially if you want some dogs and cats.
And I'd say this, I mean, it's been a great year for us for all of the charities that we support as well.
Yep.
You know, I mean, that was part of our mission when we started this place. And, you know, we've had a wonderful year. We've had a lot of success with those events.
I would be remiss to say that our very own brewmaster, Scott, first adoption happened right here. Like 10 feet from where we are right now, his dog Andy was found on this patio.
I've met Andy.
So it started, and like that was the very first of many animals that found a new family.
Well, and Scott's coming on here in a little bit, and we're going to get him on to talk beer. I hear we've got something special tonight, Scott.
I've heard there's special stuff all weekend.
Yeah.
But we are here for a reason, as you mentioned. This is their first anniversary, and I'm just going to go ahead, since I've got you two on right now. How's the first year been? Any surprises? Any just new business
any surprises?
Owners?
This show's
Brett,
what? How long?
Yeah,
3 hours? Is that what we got?
Brett made a complete career change, and he went probably from sitting in an office most of the time to living in a restaurant, brewery, slash it, whatever else you want it.
Yep.
How's the first year been?
Have there been moments of regret? Let's just put it out.
Regret's strong.
Sleeplessness.
It's never been a moment of regret. Nah. It's just, you know, there's always challenges, right? I mean, every day it's something different. And, you know, again, we were trying to figure it out. It's a new concept. It's a big facility. And, you know, we've used it for a lot of different, you know, tonight we've got several events going on.
Well, I pulled up, and I want to thank y'all for bringing all these people out for our live broadcast.
Yes,
absolutely.
Screw everything else. They came out for us.
Most people are walking back on.
They
what's
did.
Going
yeah.
on? Man?
You noticed it got eerily quiet out here, and everybody left.
Yeah, so, they're all like, okay. No, but you've done a lot of that. You've done a lot of it. You've got a great room in there. Well, you've got several special rooms that people can.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's it. Like, it's like when the best part was seeing people in here and like making the space theirs, right?
Yeah.
Like, I still remember recruiting Scott, and like we had discussions like, is it a restaurant? Is it a brewery? Well, holy heck, it's an event center that has kick butt beer and amazing food and families running all over all the time. You know, we've had, you know, thousands of people in here for private events, and I never would have thought a year ago we'd be talking about that. So it's been fun.
Well, you just have such a great outside space. It was always amazing to me about Little Rock, and I'm a professional bar goer, by the way. There aren't that many great outside spaces in Little Rock. No offense to anyone out there, but if you want to challenge me on, there's not that many.
Yeah.
This is an amazing backyard you've got.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
it. It's
an
amazing architect in the fact that I mentioned this the first time we were here on air. It's afternoon. We've been here since, you've been here since, what, 1, 2? I got here
at 9.
You helped open the restaurant.
We opened for him.
Scott woke me up when I walked in.
This back patio, we're facing looking at a TV, and I don't have sunburn. I don't have anything because it faces east.
Yeah, that's right.
A brilliant design.
That should be number one on the list when you tell
you.
And the building's tall enough that the sun goes down, and you can have fun out here and not die.
Yeah.
You know?
So, I mean, it was. We've had a lot of cool events over the year. Our 4th of July pool party, I think, was a fun one.
Inspired by.
I stole. I did.
He borrowed the idea.
I was at a brewery and I saw this cool idea, and I'm like, "That's kind of cool." And they took it and ran with it and made it back. Yeah. We didn't get to come that day, but that looked like a lot of fun.
It was super
bring
fun.
Your. It was a bring your own pool party.
Yeah.
So that was brought, blow up
pools. Yeah. Yeah,
but we had a few rentals in the yard already. So if you didn't bring your own pool, you were welcome to use them. We had some floaties out there.
Yeah,
but
surprise! 100 gallons of water in the yard was a fun lesson.
Just 100, not several thousand.
I'm sure the grass got a little greener.
It
after
did.
The weekend. What's your other than the pool party? Give me each of your what's your favorite moment? I know that's hard.
Everybody knows mine. Nobody's going to even.
What?
Oh, come on. Dolly Parton brunch.
Okay,
come
Dolly
on.
Parton brunch was insane.
Epic.
Yeah.
Really, really great.
Aunt Dolly, yeah.
Wild, she'll.
I didn't even dress up. I got to dress up this year. You're doing that. That's going to be a yearly thing,
yearly
right?
Yearly thing on her birthday.
I remember you mentioned it.
This January, we will do it all over again.
One of the greatest women in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Brent, what was yours?
Man, I mean, I know you guys are going to talk about it in a minute, but like we just rolled our first cans off the line.
I saw those in there.
And that was pretty special.
Yeah.
And thinking about what this year, last year has been and the fact that in a year we got there, that's kind of crazy.
Tell us about that canning process.
It's fun. Yeah,
Is it one man?
No, it's two man. It's definitely two man.
How many are you rolling out of there?
Ooh, how many can we roll out an hour?
How many cans you rolling out an hour?
Right now we're averaging about
7 or 8 a minute.
70 to 80 cans.
That's old school
canning.
That's old school canning.
And that is the way.
So
you
that's
start.
About three cases an hour.
Yeah.
You guys are getting.
Yeah.
Well, the way
yeah.
you're talking, it makes me think you're going to do some more canning.
We are. Oh, definitely.
But this is, I mean, I think Scott helped
bags.
Us a lot, right? Like,
yeah.
I think this was the thing, like mission-driven, what did we really want? And it was like, well, we want to be able to have variety. Like, we wanted people to be here, enjoy the experience here, and take it and not say, you can have one beer. We wanted them to be able to say, you can take 5, 6 different types of beer, experience the whole thing, and have that like broader spectrum of offerings, similar to like what we have out on distribution. So lots of options, not every option in the world. Like, we have 24 taps. They're not going to be all 24, but... you know, to get variety out there. And I think that's what we repeatedly hear from our guests is they really love the fact that there's always something new. We're dropping a new beer tomorrow. You know, like that, all of that variety has been really important. And the canning line is sized for that.
So I know we're going to talk beer in a minute, but I got a question. Year in, what has been the most popular food item you guys sell?
Ooh, I know it. I ran the numbers.
Okay. For me, the food was... I expect. Oh, they're gonna have some good food. Unexpected. There's some stuff on that menu that I didn't.
I
see
still
coming.
Say the pretzels
it's,
are.
Yeah, you've done
I told
well.
You night. I mean, literally, not even. You guys weren't open like test night one.
Yeah.
I said, I don't know what y'all do. Please, and you did tell me. The pretzels by far are probably one of my favorite things on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Just appetizer.
Yeah.
I had it as a side with my wings tonight.
Top three Kraft burger.
Yeah.
Beer, cheese, and pretzels, Brussels and bacon, and you'll hear me talk to guests about Brussels and bacon because they'll say, I don't keep the vegetables away. We have one person send them back. Whole time we've been open.
In 1 year?
I told
That's
him not to come
good.
Back.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to bring up, we did my wife's 21st birthday party.
Yes. Yes.
Congratulations.
21's
a big one.
Okay. It was a real big deal.
We did it here, and you guys, and you were like, well, you know, we like meat, but we kind of go more plant-based, but we eat meat. And Tracy reached out to me, you know, and was like, hey, I want to come up with some things. I'm going to do some plant-based
stuff. Because you were doing this without Kelly knowing.
So I couldn't get any help from Kelly. The stuff you came up with that night was just a blast. I mean, we had some great food that was plant-based.
You know, we do a vegan board. We do a vegan board because of that event.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And it actually people request
moves
it all the time.
All the time.
All the time now.
I think you should name it the Scott and Kelly board.
Well, maybe like that. When she turns 22.
Pardon
we
me.
Made it.
Yeah, the Parton part.
On Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Today we'll do the Parton brothers or I don't know. Yeah, so yeah, what I'm saying is you're very adaptive. I know you guys have changed several things in the menu since you, but that you got to do that, right?
You
got to just keep.
Yeah.
Well, your beer selection in general, I don't like going somewhere that has 10 taps, and I go in there 6 months later, and there's the same 10 taps, and then a year later, the same 10 taps, because the beer industry changes, and everything evolves and changes. Now, if there's something great, I want to see it again, but bring it back in a year, and then do some seasonals, and you guys have been really good at that.
That's been one of the more challenging ones, right? So you make a beer, and everyone falls in love with it. And they don't want it to go away.
Yeah.
Right? So all of a sudden, you know, we've got 24 taps. I think when we opened, we were thinking to ourselves, we will never be able to keep 24 taps full. There's just no way.
Stupid thoughts.
I can't believe we didn't put in 48 at this point.
Yeah. Well, no, we say this all the time.
One of my favorites sitting on right now. I don't think the ESB's not on right now.
No, Federal Dawn's gone.
One of my favorite beers. Yeah, so.
Basic Itch, gone.
I'm looking forward to that coming back.
Yay!
You know, it's kind of the absence makes the heart grow fonder a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe year two will involve maybe adding some additional, somewhere like special taps around the building.
Oh, I like where you're going with this.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I do. I like it.
I do.
Out of the wall.
Out of the wall. Somewhere we may have
hidden. Secret. Behind a bookcase.
Secrets.
Yeah.
Oh, like a speakeasy. Like we walk and everybody's walking around banging on walls so they find
looking for secrets.
That could be a good idea.
So I got to ask, and I know we're going to get Scott on in a minute, and I don't know how much longer you guys are going to. I imagine you're going to be around all night, but I don't know how long you're going to join us. But year one of everything that you guys have made, and Scott, what's been y'all's favorite beer?
Oh, favorite beers.
I mean, we did the Pink Boots brew. That was Space Cougar, which won the name, amazing. The beer, fabulous. Scott, I think, helped me and some of the women in the brewery put together something that I would have never expected how special it was. And I think that experience and, like, the ability to bring more women into brewing, coupled by, like, a totally amazing beer. Like, so Space Cougar, hands down.
Space Cougar, great.
Red IPA.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not. I didn't see that coming. I liked it. But yeah,
it was.
You drink First Fiddle every day, though.
That's because there's no Red IPA.
Oh,
do I get to answer this question?
Yeah,
of course.
I got to go top three.
Okay.
First Fiddle, because every night at the ballpark, I love going to the ballpark.
Yeah.
It's on tap there, and I drink it every night when I go there. It's a very,
very good
speaking
of the
IPA.
Ballpark, our friend Sophie.
We got Sophie. We're going to get her on the air.
We're going to get her on there here in a little bit. She joined us tonight.
Yeah. Well, okay, First Fiddle. So I got to put First Fiddle there. Second, I got to say the ESB. I really like that ESB. Third, I was going to say that the Cosmic Koala Pale Ale because it's so super drinkable. But then I changed my mind at the last second and remembered that porter was fantastic.
The Baltic?
Yeah, that Baltic porter was excellent. Yeah. So I would like to see that put in some barrels, possibly.
I don't know, man. We'll
now,
see.
All of this having said, I have not tried the new barrel-aged wheat wine. I did try it, but I didn't try a carbonated version.
No, you didn't.
I got high hopes.
That Baltic porter is. We've got that in
straight up
port wine barrels.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, Scott, we hear that music. We're not in studio tonight, so we can't control running a little over like we normally do. So
shut her down.
When we come back, we're going to get Scott. Maybe I saw Seth around here as well. He's over there. Well, I didn't mention him earlier, and I felt bad. So hopefully we can get her – or I'm sorry – get Seth on, but my daughter just sat in my just sat in my lap. So
I'm telling Seth.
You're listening to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz.
Beer check. Certified Angus beef? Check. Swift All Natural pork? Check. House-made brats? Check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock. Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also look for Tap Time on Facebook at Tap Time LR.
Looking to upgrade your home without breaking the bank? Go to The Warehouse, 2011 North 2nd Street in Cabot, Arkansas's trusted source for quality flooring, including SPC vinyl waterproof flooring starting at $139 a square foot, tiles starting at $0.59 a square foot, next-gen waterproof hardwood, and many other building materials at unbeatable prices. Contractor, home builder, or DIYer, we've got what you need, in stock and ready to go. Go see the Flooring King, The Warehouse, and Natural State Wholesale, building better naturally.
Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Barton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene.
September is here, which means it's a busy weekend for all of us during football season. If you're like me, baseball season too. Travel baseball was big back on Sundays in the fall. And the one thing that could keep you from maintaining that busy schedule, joint pain, knee, back, hip, shoulder, whatever it is, don't let that run your schedule. Don't let that rule your life. Hey everybody, I'm Josh Neighbors, and QC Kinetics is here to stop joint pain from calling the shots. So instead of laying on the couch, you're out there with your family, your dog, and you're out there until they get tired, not until you do. QC Kinetics, no drugs, no surgery, no long recovery, just a smarter, more natural way to get your freedom back. And also, that first consultation, absolutely free, so there's no reason to wait anymore. Call QC Kinetics today, 501-214-5880. That's 501-214-5880. Call QC Kinetics today.
Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Province Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Spacesuit Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Province. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
Beer check. Certified Angus beef? Check. Swift All Natural pork? Check. House-made brats? Check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Yo, could I get a cold beverage? I need some leverage. A sweaty ass as a lemonade will be nice. Of a spice from the top to a VK. Got a bar, got a drink, bar cross. Got the bait on up on 4G. I got some icing. If you like a taste of tea, then come along with me. Summertime is steaming, don't give me no buzz. Glass some ice and a dash up from the S Martini time. Yeah, yeah, feeling golden. Bring your own beverage. It's me, so it's cold. I like cold beverage, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah. Give me a frosty mug filled with A&W. If you got ice cream to make it a double scoop, I'll take from the fat and real good sounding. Chocolate egg cream, yo, on cherry grounding. Got a chill vibe, Marshall's in my ride. While I'm still right, they got beverages inside of me. A hot coffee, then fill it up with ice. What a man, it's like it's free. Please fix me a large slice. Summertime is cool, the heat is getting old. Yeah, I have a beverage, say so it's cold. Go, 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 go.
All right, Scott, we are back here, and we got Seth joining us and Scott, but first of all, she's never made an appearance.
I saw a young fan ran
We got
over.
A young fan, my number one fan. My daughter came with me tonight, and I'm going to say this. She's been in a few breweries in her life, so she knows from a kid's perspective how to rate a good brewery. Lillian, can you say hi?
Hi.
All right, let me ask you a question, and we're this from a kid's perspective. You've been here. You've been to a few breweries in your life. Are you having a good time here?
Yes.
And does this look like a fun place parents could bring their kids out here and enjoy a great family time?
Yeah.
All right.
There you go. That's all you
there
need
we
to know.
Go. You got the recommendation from a 9-year-old. One last thing. Do you want to tell your mommy hi?
Hi, Mom.
All right. Go have fun. Watch
you
out for the courts.
You know your wife ain't listening.
No, she's a volleyball.
Oh, she'll listen to the replay.
Yeah, maybe. I'll make her do that.
Hey, one of my favorite parts of the night, I see a full can of the new Elijah Craig barrel age. How many months?
9 months. If you
nine,
can read.
9 months.
It says it right
Oh, I didn't go back
to
that. Yeah. So age 9 months in Elijah Craig barrels. and it's a wheat wine. Somebody, Scott, you want to tell us what a wheat wine is?
A wheat wine is an accident. Is a brewery made it. So a brewery, they weren't even a brewery yet. It was just some homebrewers in California. They were trying to make a homebrew barley wine, and I forget when. It was in the 80s, but they screwed it up, and they had accidentally bought wheat instead of barley. So they just said, okay, and they made it anyways, and it turned out okay. And then a few years later, they opened a brewery, and they made their wheat wine.
I'm going to tell you guys, years ago, I found a wheat wine, and y'all know I'm in.
Well, there's not a lot of wheat wine.
There isn't a lot, and I like good beer, and I will say I'm a fairly loyal guy to the brands that we that I rep and whatnot. But Boulevard had a wheat wine out years ago that
they put them in the big bombers. Yeah,
that it was fantastic, and I don't know that I've had a wheat wine. Probably in about 10 years.
No, I just can't think of of many. And by the way, I don't know if we said this when we came back on. You may have. Scott, Seth, Brewers, yes. Lost 40, Jesus.
Southern Tail.
Since day one, though. You guys have been here, well, day one minus 6 months, probably. You've been brewing this system for quite a while now, right?
July of last year.
Was it July the first time you brewed on? You've knocked out some really good beers in that year. Made you decide to do this wheat wine and your barrel project? Who came up with this?
It was a mix. We held it up to a vote, and I suggested it because no one was making it.
Yeah. Well, that's a great thing to do. I mean, like,
please keep doing that.
You guys could have done a barrel-aged Imperial Stout along with 10,000 other breweries across this nation.
Oh, we have that too.
Yeah. Oh, I know you do. But something that you guys wanted to make for your first anniversary beer.
This tastes very barley wine.
So let me ask you this: that is getting released this weekend or tonight?
Is tomorrow? It's available for sale in cans, and then it will go on tap as soon as the triple runs out.
Outside of you guys and Tracy and Brent, that probably have had a couple of cans, was this the first can cracked open to the public, per se?
Yes. Yep.
We're not the public, though.
We'll take it. We'll take it. We're in the public.
We are in the public.
Anyway,
that's excellent.
Yeah.
Now, I get a little hint of the booze from but it doesn't taste strong. It just tastes light booze. How strong is this?
Is the alcohol meter put at 12%.
12%, okay. Okay, well, it doesn't taste like a big beer. It just has a nice little boozy undertone to it.
Well, and I get the barrels in it. It's not, and Scott knows this, you guys may not. I'm not a huge whiskey person. I do love whiskey-aged beers, but I don't get a heavy, you get the essence of a whiskey, but you don't get the heat.
No, it's subtle. It's not hot at all. You don't have to be a whiskey lover to like this. Come out and try this weekend.
This.
Take some cans home. Okay.
But I like coffee stouts. That's weird, too.
Yeah, that's weird. Okay. Yeah, you should. All right, let's get to the good stuff with you guys. It's been a year that you've been open. You've been brewing a little longer than that here. I know you both have plenty of brewing experience. You have favorite beers. You've been beer drinkers forever. What's your favorite beers that have come out of here? And okay, you're biased. These are ones that y'all did, but well, let's just say the ones that you did. So we'll start with Seth. What's your favorite beers that you came out with?
Bitter Old Dawn.
I mentioned that earlier already. I mean, and it's because it's not on right now.
No, it'll be back.
So it's an ESB. Tell us the story, the name of Bitter Old Dawn for the people who don't know.
So Don's my dad, and he'd been up to Seattle. He was working for T-Mobile at the time, and he had Red Hook ESB, and I was homebrewing in grad school, and we're broke, and we're trying to put as much alcohol and hops and malt into every beer as we can, and he just kept bothering me to make an ESB. And so for Father's Day, probably going on 15 years ago, I made the man an ESB. And you know, as you have to, like, you have to have a couple to try it to see, you know, what name it really fits it, right? And so we wrote BOD on the cap, and so I handed it to him for Father's Day, and he was like, oh, awesome, an ESB, what's BOD? And I was like, Bitter Old Dawn.
Yeah.
And so the recipe has evolved over time, but the name has stuck around.
Oh, you were making it well before the brewery opened.
Oh, yeah. It's got like a 15-year history at this point.
Oh, that's
so
far back.
I made it in Atlanta with my friend Paul Curl, my office mate and good buddy, and then I made it with Brent, and the recipe changed again, and then Scott looked at it, and he was like, what were y'all doing? And so he fixed it. And so now it's gotten better through each iteation.
An ESB is another style. We just don't see much ESBs.
Side story. I remember when you guys had us over here the first time, Brent and Tracy were on the show. Y'all said, well, us coming on the show, we'll come to the studio, but y'all got to come to the brewery first, which Scott and I did. And the first beer I actually tasted from you guys that was made off that production brewery was the ESB. And the fact that you said Red Hook ESB.
Red Hook was
the very first beer that got me into craft beer, because when I start, and by the way, today, 25 years at Golden Eagle, I'm a toot myself. I was walking through the warehouse 24 and a half years ago, and we sold Red Hook ESB, and I was like, what is that beer?
Yeah, they were nationwide
early. They were. I was like, what is that beer? And it was like a couple weeks later, I was down at the Saucer, and it was on tap. And I was like, all right, I work for this company that sells it. Let me try it. And I got to tell you, the moment it hit my lips, and I was hooked. And that the fact that your dad, you said that was basically the beer that your dad liked. Maybe there's a reason I liked that the first time a year ago that I tasted y'all's ESB here.
Hey, I don't want to brag, and I don't want to call him bitter or oh, but I've met Don, because Don is in here drinking a lot.
Yeah.
Well, not a lot, but I mean, I've seen him here several times. I don't want to call him
Maybe
bitter
Don. Maybe
he's
here
or
eating
Don.
A lot.
Yeah, but I like to shake his hand. I'm always like, it's a great beer. So, yeah, good story. Good fun. All right, Scott, we're putting you on the spot.
Oh,
you don't have to give one. You can give two or three.
I'd probably put a tie between the first fiddle and the barley wine.
Oh, that barley wine was it. First fiddle, I don't know if you heard this earlier, because it's at the ballpark on tap. Drink a ton of it this summer. And it kind of, it was kind of my go-to. First fiddle is a very nice IPA. I think it's just super easy to drink, really. And it's, the barley wine, I hadn't seen it in a bit.
It's still on tap.
Oh, is it on now?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't see it in there. Yeah, I always love a good barley wine, wheat wine, whatever. But those are things you don't drink at the ballpark. That's kind of your history.
Streaking comes from somewhere.
Now, this isn't your first gig. You brewed at several other places before.
Yep.
Is there some stuff you brought in from there? Or did you just come in here and say, let's try some new stuff that I've been wanting to do?
Almost everything came from something I've done before and some iteration. But, like, the first leap was inspired by a beer I was making in Alaska, but malts I was using in Virginia and hops I was using in India.
Oh.
So, yeah, as I...
Ooh, yeah, that's...
I kind of cherry-picked the best of everything, and...
I'm glad you landed in Arkansas. My friend, you've done very well, and you're doing a great job here, so I'm hoping you got a lot of years left in
So I'm going to kind of go off something I'd asked them earlier. Asked them about the first year. You guys have been opening the first year. I'm going to go a little different with you guys. What should we expect in year number two, beer-wise? Anything new that you've been wanting to do that you didn't do the first year that you're going to throw out there?
We have more barrels maturing, so barrel releases should be a little more regular. Is next up, I don't know when I'm going to check it, so I don't know when I'm going to pick it yet. But next is going to be barley wine. I think I have some George Dickel barrels that are going to be pretty fantastic. And then after that, then it goes back as we were talking about one beer for January, which we won't spoil.
Talk about that during the break.
Okay, all right.
Sometimes the best show is during the break.
All right.
But then we got to make Space Cougar again for February and Mile 8 for March, because those went so well the first time. And, like, really we're going to have some one-offs, but...
Do you just watch what's a hit and bring it back around if it went quick? And
to an extent.
You're doing pretty small batches, relatively speaking.
500 gallons.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, if they just, boom, they're gone, and you just say, we got to do that again.
Yeah. Some things will get tweaked. Some things I might save for 2 years from now. Like the Saison, love it, but, like, we did the dimwit, so next time we'll do something else with it. I know we're doing a Hef and a Weizenbach next year. I just don't know when yet.
Well, how do you decide how long you want something to sit in the barrel? It's been a year now. You've got some stuff maturing, but are you leaving things in a barrel for a year? Or?
Oh, yeah. This wheat wine here is 9 months.
Yeah.
I have four more barrels. Those will probably be 2.5 years when I pull those out.
2.5 years?
Yeah.
Oh, that seems.
Are
like
you that patient, Scott?
Seems like I know. I'm definitely.
I would be drinking it all throughout, and by after the end of the 2.5 years,
yeah,
there'd be no beer left.
I would be tasting it. I want to hold that cat.
Well, gentlemen, maybe you're going to join us here later, but Scott, I think we're going to get a preview of the show because they're going to do sound check during the break. So you're listening to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz.
Check. Certified Angus beef? Check. Swift All Natural pork? Check. House-made brats? Check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Province Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Spacesuit Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Province. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, look for Tap Time on Facebook at Tap Time LR.
For over 30 years, Pickup Truck Accessory Warehouse has been Arkansas's truck accessory headquarters and the only stop for all your truck parts and accessories. If it goes on a truck, Pickup Truck Accessory Warehouse has got it. And that includes upgrading your truck with Vortex spray liners. Tough, durable, proudly made in the USA. Their spray liners can protect your truck for years to come. Call Pickup Truck Accessory Warehouse at 501-568-0040 to schedule your spray. Or stop by 65th and University.
When seconds making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Get a good hustle,
two
good
things,
hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See Shelter Agent Lawrence Forrester in Cabot, Steve Fisher in Stuttgart, or Kyle Stone in Pine Bluff today.
I'm Craig O'Neill, and I got a question for you. What are the 5 smartest things you've ever done? Of course, I have no way of knowing what's on your list, unless you own a Genesis. Then that day you discover Genesis of Conway would make the top 5 easily. You see, you don't test drive a Genesis. You don't buy one. You don't own one. You love a Genesis. And with the 26s they can show you, it'll be love at first sight. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock. Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Barton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed, and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Live from the Edwards Food Giant Studio, welcome back to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz, the show for beer lovers. Here again are your hosts, Bryce Nall and Scott Pardon.
Her puppies, that's $100 cash apiece. This old boy struck it country rich at least for a couple of weeks. I owe my daddy that 50 spot and the muffler shop the rest. But daddy and Bubba's gonna have to wait. Got an empty ice chest, boys. It's beer time. This old town's dry. Headed to the county line for something cold. I need a 12-pack.
I think she's asking if they're like.
The live mic moment. You didn't say anything. Yes, Sophie. We're all back on. It's
we were having a private discussion over
it's
here.
All right, we come back. I got to, real quick, you know what I did. Actually, not last weekend, but weekend before.
It's still grilling out weather.
You just realized we didn't have a show last week, which was actually our show week. We skipped it a week, so it's going to be 3 weeks.
It's our only show of the month.
Yeah, it's our only show of this month. And then
we'll be talking all kinds of Oktoberfest stuff, and we're talking we'll probably be talking about festival at
Lost 40.
Do
we have a show next week?
No.
I don't know. We'll have to look. I'm sitting here thinking we skipped a week.
Brad ate too many wings.
Yeah.
Ate a lot of wings.
Oh, no, no. We don't have a show next week because I'm going out of town.
Got it.
So we're like 3 weeks away. All right. Anyway, well, 2 weeks ago, this past weekend, I was stuck watching volleyball all weekend. I didn't have time to grill.
Stuck watching.
Well, no. I'm just not stuck, but I was watching volleyball. Didn't have time to grill 2 weeks ago. Went and visited our friends at Edwards Food Giant up on Cantrell in Mississippi. And I got me a couple, me and Lily, who is running around here. You notice she's disappeared now.
Yeah, that's a
she
great
found
place
a friend. She found a friend.
Well,
and
a
is, they're playing. But I went up and got me a few strip steaks and came home. And from our friend, great sponsors at Edwards Food Giant, and cooked those. And I plan on doing that maybe this weekend. We got an early game time, 11 o'clock.
We're not in Edwards Food Giant studio tonight. We're on location, but I will be in Edwards Food Giant in Lakewood.
I know you will.
And on tomorrow, buying
probably
stuff.
Grabbing some new beers that they recently put in.
Yo, they got above 6.3 now. So yeah, look for that stuff.
So anyway, go if you're looking for certified Angus beef, Swift All Natural pork, or my personal favorites, their house made brats, Sophie. I recommend the jalapeno sausage. Very good. Go check our friends out in Cantrell, Mississippi, Lakewood Village in North Little Rock, and they have a location out in Bryant. So go check our friends out.
They're all over.
They're all over.
We have a very special guest.
One of my most favorite persons in baseball ever. Miss Sophie Ozier, and I'm sure I butchered your last name.
I think he just murdered
even
that.
Though, Sophie,
her?
I've known you for what now, like 5, 6, 7 years?
Probably. It's tough to ask people how to pronounce their last name.
Hey, I was going
to
say Sophie.
You know what I got all my in my 46 years? My name is spelled N-A-L-L, but 9 out of 10 times they call it Nell. And I'm like, it's Gnaw. Rhymes with Maul, Gnaw. But anyway, Sophie, you just happened to be here tonight. You may or may not knew we were coming, but you guys just finished up a great season with the Trabs. You just got back from Seattle, an area known for great beer. But you guys also Y'all brought on board Southern Tail at the ballpark this year.
We did. That's actually why I ended up here tonight. It was like their one-year anniversary, so I thought I'd come and celebrate, drag my husband along with me.
Kick it off.
Yeah, and the weather doesn't, it's not terrible out here, and there's Thursday night football, so what's not to like?
Exactly, and we're, hopefully the Cowboys get beat tonight. I'm not a Cowboys fan. But, are you a Cowboys fan?
Now, Sophie, what do you do out of the ballpark?
I generally manage.
and our wonderful previous GM, who I love this man, Rusty Meeks. I think he's listening in tonight. He is no longer general manager.
Yeah, president.
But yes, he was our former president.
This is our GM.
But he taught you a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
And he's gone, and we miss him.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
so Rusty's actually one of the ones that hired me and brought me in, which is funny enough. We were just drinking some beers, and I got hired over drinking beers with the GM and the two assistant GMs at the time at some winter meetings. So
I wish Rusty could have made it out tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you guys did great this year, and I noticed even something today. You're still talking about Dizzy winning awards or something. Dizzy was a coast-to-coast phenomenon this year. That's the ballpark dog, for those who don't know.
Yeah, I think that was one of the coolest things we got to do this year is, you know, I think this year was our third year doing the Mad Mallards promotion. And then this year we debuted kind of two new.
Love the Mad Mallards.
Yes,
loved
the Mad Mallards is awesome. We've been doing that for, I think this was our third year. And then this year we unveiled the Barkinsaw Dizzies. And then later in the year we paid tribute to the Little Rock Nine. And it was awesome. Not a lot of people know that these identities take almost 2 years of planning to unveil, between getting hat designs and jersey designs and getting everything approved and working with the appropriate partners. And so unveiling those two this year was really, really
now
fun.
The Barkinsaw Dizzies won some award, didn't
it's
they
up just for
recently
an award.
Oh, it's
so
up
while
for an award.
You're
okay.
listening
I
if you just
the gun.
Wanna if you want to head over to Travs.com
I voted
and just vote. Hey, I appreciate your vote. I will never not appreciate your vote. However, voting is unlimited.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
You can vote an unlimited number of times per day.
Scott is off tomorrow, so you know what he should do?
I'm just going to say click
all day. Click, click,
he should program some sort of AI bot that can just keep voting Barkinsaw Dizzies.
But if you don't know, so the Barkinsaw Dizzies were named after the ballpark dog Dizzy, who's out there every night. ESPN did a thing on Dizzy. Dizzy was big. He had a Dizzy bobblehead.
It
which
was
I
so
got
cool.
That Dizzy bobblehead. I got two of those.
Hey, I
got
to say this. Lily,
it was awesome.
Those bobbleheads you gave me.
Yeah.
I did. Dizzy, she took from me. It is now in her room. Your Dizzy bobblehead.
Yeah.
That did you hear that? She goes, that's mine.
She's like, that's
yes,
mine.
I
nice
lost
try.
It. So,
nice try,
Sophie.
Good try, Dad.
Sophie, I may have to come try and get another one from my office.
Yeah, I got you.
Because I lost that one.
Well, but I don't think some people realize the days of, look, we're the Arkansas Travelers or we're the whatever, and that's our hosting. You're not going to sell a lot of merchandise that way because people are regulars. They come out, we buy all the stuff. So you keep creating merchandise. Now you better have two or three alternate names.
Yeah.
I love the Diamante's name. I think it's great.
Yes.
Mad Mallards is a blast. Now you've got the Barkinsaw Dizzies.
Mm-hmm.
This year you did the Little Rock Nine. And didn't you do a Hill Country
We did the
thing?
Hill Country ones, yeah, which that one wasn't really planned. We obviously were, it was in response to the floods over the July 4th holiday. And so that was a Texas League initiative that kind of came to fruition just weeks after the flooding happened. And
but
so,
you get all these alternate IDs.
Exactly.
Which comes with alternate merchandise, which comes when I go to the ballpark. Well, the night, I'll tell you the one I noticed the most was Little Rock Nine. We walked around that night. I saw so much Little Rock Nine merch.
It was so cool.
So
that was
neat.
Honestly, that was probably one of the coolest weekends I'll get to experience in my career.
Yeah.
Like getting to have two living civil rights activists in the ballpark that night was
cool.
So cool. And they were awesome. They were the coolest old ladies in the world to work with. We actually while we were doing the pregame ceremony, one of our top prospects, Lazaro Montes, we were trying to get the ladies back onto the gator, you know, to get them back up to the front office. And Lazaro comes and just picks one of them up, just like a doll. Just picked her up and just put her in the gator like she weighed 10
pounds.
Oh,
that's good.
It was one of the craziest. I was like, when in the world will you get to see these two things intersect? It was wild.
He may have led. Did he lead the minor leagues in home runs?
So he actually just
right
won
there.
Player of the Year for high A ball,
okay.
Even though I think he was with them for, I don't know, probably 4 months.
Is he
going
to be
season.
Back to Travs next year, you think?
I hope so.
I saw.
I mean, his batting average wasn't crazy, but he's strong as heck.
And like, we would go out and watch him in BP, and he just crushes the ball.
I jealously hope we see him for his sake. I hope he.
He was a great guy too. Like, he was super nice, super responsive to everybody. Like, it's rare when you see some of those top prospects come through that they have like a good head on their shoulders.
Well, I'll tell you, seemed like somebody great you had come through. Came from the hometown of a local legend named Bryce Nall.
Well, he's still there. Mr. Tyler Cleveland.
He ain't going to be there next year, though.
Tyler was great. So him, I worked with his mom a lot whenever he got called up to the Travs. And
how many people did you have to give tickets to every night that he had a chance to
I actually call it, so right outside the first base gate every night when I would be leaving. And, like, I leave probably 45 minutes to an hour after the conclusion of the game every night. There would just be what I call the Tyler Cleveland fan club right outside the first base gate every night. And, I mean, it would be anywhere from – it was always at least 15 people. Like, it was a true, and sometimes there'd be like 30 people.
Now, what town's he from?
Oh, he's from East End, actually.
East End,
he graduated
yes.
from Sheridan.
Yes.
Sheridan,
so,
yeah.
Because the only other person I know from Sheridan is
the guy sitting next
Bryce
to you.
So Bryce was all bragging when he made it there. I actually got to talk to him when we did the, you know, the final day where we signed all the stuff.
Yeah.
Told him thanks for coming, and then he told me he was going to Arizona, and he was excited. So
yeah, he got
I don't
on
think
the fall ball roster.
Typically, that means we're not going to see him next year.
If we see him, I think we'll see him for a short period of time. As you know, like, a lot of the players that get called up quickly are pitchers, so they may start him out in Double A next year for a month or two, and if he does well,
we've got a couple minutes left, and know this is a beer show, but I also love talking baseball. But you do see a lot of guys go Double A. Skip Triple A straight to the big leagues. Speaking of minor league baseball and beer, I think next year we have some big plans, Sophie, that we need to talk about real quick. Damon, if you'll give me 30 seconds, maybe we can do a show from the beer garden next year.
Oh,
and
no,
I got to tell you something
that.
Too. Scott went over to Tulsa and had an experience.
She's already got
this guy goes to Tulsa and got a shirt and
so
wore it.
She got on
anyway,
to me for wearing the shirt.
So we let's think about something like that. Maybe
I will give you my word. Right. If you guys want to come out here, we'll make it happen.
All right, Sophie, thanks for joining us tonight. Scott, this is going by quick. When we get back,
we gotta get Marcus.
We gotta
on
get
the last
Marcus
segment,
and then try and get Tracy back too.
See what
you
we
listen
got.
To Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz.
Sophie.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Barton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene. Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock.
I'm retired, newly retired, so this was my first summer not working again. But I had problems with my shoulder. I mean, it was just like 1,000 needles going into my shoulder.
Mike didn't want surgery. 6 months in a sling was not how he planned to spend retirement. That's when he heard about QC Kinetics regenerative treatments.
It's a free appointment. And after the first treatment, the next day, I went out and played golf. The pain just wasn't there.
No drugs, no surgery. Just your body's own natural healing power. Orthobiologic concentrated and placed exactly where you need them to go to work.
I couldn't have asked for a better experience. I don't want to take on Mike Tyson, but he'd know I was there.
Now Mike's heading back to QC Kinetics to get his knees treated.
It changed my first summer being retired. It's one I can remember instead of regret.
Get back to doing what you love. Call QC Kinetics today to schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 501-214-5880. That's 501-214-5880. 501-214-5880.
Your home for Razorback football in Central Arkansas is 103.7 The Buzz. Coverage is brought to you by Blackman Auctions, Edwards Food Giant, Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, Bell Chevrolet, and ABC Supply. 103.7 The Buzz. The Hogs play here.
Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Province Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Spacesuit Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Province. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, look for Tap Time on Facebook at Tap Time LR. Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural Pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for import source seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go buy any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
All right, Scott, real quick, we're back. 2-3 minutes here. Marcus, who
I see my boy
is
Marcus.
A fantastic Woo! Bartender here, is joining us.
He's a great bartender. Makes
Tracy
great
as well. Not only do you guys do beer, but you guys do cocktails too.
We do.
And I hear you're the man around here when it comes to cocktails.
Something like that. Okay. That's like a little pride in it.
Real I think you quick. Got some fall drinks coming
yeah.
up.
Yeah. We're looking at four or five drinks for our fall menu coming out. Some new
Give
desserts.
Us a little quick preview of them all.
Man, one I'm working on is a plum and green apple margarita with some brown sugar in there. And then actually taking those apples and using a little stew down for some ice cream, too.
Tracy, so can he work on that
it's a one,
tonight?
Two, one.
Yes,
after the show.
He's allowed.
He might have to work on that after the show.
All right, that's one.
No, Scott always gets me in trouble.
Yeah.
It's okay.
He gets me in trouble, actually.
And I'll make a pitch for mine, the Pomeranian. It is a pomegranate molasses gin-based drink that's going to transition into a bourbon-based drink in the fall. So we're going to see two seasons on the Palm.
Okay.
Very, very cool, I think, addition.
That sounds cool.
Tracy, real quick, I know you guys got Scott hit on it at the beginning. You guys got a weekend of festivities starting with tonight. We got a band coming on in like 3 minutes.
Yes.
But what can the people need to get out here and expect this weekend?
So many things. So we are launching new beer tomorrow, long story long. Milkshake, IPA, Meyer Lemon, vanilla from our homebrew days.
Oh, yep. Lord.
Very excited about this. Of course, we've got our 40 cans of the wheat wine that are going this weekend. We've got Anna Brinker. We've got the Church Fires, which are always an awesome show on the shipping container stage. We've got maple syrup cotton candy on bacon. Right? So, like, we got that out on the
Come on,
patio.
Now. It's like State Fair.
No.
It's better than State Fair.
Yeah.
Well, there is something on the menu that's State Fair-ish.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
we'll
true.
Let the people
yes,
figure that out.
True.
Marcus.
And then, can I, one last thing.
Yeah.
A couple that met here on opening day is getting married here.
What? I didn't know this.
On Saturday.
Why didn't we have them on tonight?
Well, you know, they're shy.
That's okay. That's
yeah, so they'll be here.
All right. Marcus, tell me if I walk in here, I'm like, okay, I need a drink. What do you got, man? I need something. What's
Give
one of your
one
favorites?
Drink. One drink.
One drink.
Your favorite
yeah.
you came up
drink
with.
Off the summer menu is the Tahini's Harrier. It's a strawberry jalapeno margarita.
Yeah.
Great for our patio. Great for if you just want to sit down. Looks great in a glass.
I remember that one. Are you just coming up with all these drinks yourself?
Yeah. So summer menu was all me. Fall menu, I take a little bit more pride in because we've had some more involvement behind the bar. So it's not just me. It's everybody kind of putting in their hand and everything.
I'm going to tell everybody, get down here this weekend. Have a fantastic weekend. It sounds like you could come Friday, Saturday, all
through
weekend.
Through Sunday. Yeah, the whole weekend. Kissing booth with puppies. Hey. We got the whole
thing. Tracy, Brent, thank you guys for having us here.
Thank you.
Thank you for giving us a year of sponsorship.
Yes.
Hopefully we hadn't made it.
We got to re-up
for the next year. So
when you come down, tell them you know Bryce and I, and you'll get 0% off
exactly.
of your
staff.
That's how it works, I think.
Scott, I'll see you before 3 weeks. Damon, in the studio. Scott and I'll see you in about 3 weeks.
Hey,
see
you
guys.
Cheers, y'all.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Cheers.
You've been listening to Tap Time from the Edwards Food Giant Studios. Tune in again for another round coming up soon, right here on 103.7 The Buzz.